But as it relates to Raid, as promised, we'll focus on the last part of the Gemara, and specifically, Amale Bar Hehe to Hillel. Bar Hehe told Hillel, what's Pshat in the Pasuk that says, V'shaftem u'ri'isem bein tzadik l'rosha, bein oved eloikim l'ashaloy avodoy. That Malachi, the Novi said, that la'asad lavoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge, and people are going to see tzadik, rosha, tzadah, and oved eloikim, in tzadah aloy avodoy. And Bar Hehe was very bothered. He asked Hillel, Pashup Shan in the Pasuk. He said, it seems superfluous. The Pasuk seems redundant. We're going to see the difference between the Tzaddik and the Rasha, and the Oved Elokim Dash Aloy Avodai. L'chayr, the Oved Elokim is a Tzaddik, and the Aloy Avodai is a Rasha. Hainu Tzaddik, Hainu Oved Elokim. Hainu Rasha, Hainu Aloy Avodai. And Hillel told Bar Hehe something mesmerizing. He told him, no, not true. The second part of the Pasuk, they're both Tzaddikim. Tzaddik Rasha does the Reisha from the Pasuk. The Sefer from the Pasuk is Beidat Natural Tzaddikim Tzaddikim Gemurim. So what does it mean that Hashem is going to see, and we'll all see, that there was a person that was an Oved Elokim, and there was a person that was Lo Yavadai, in a Doime, Misha Shoyne Pirkei, Meya Pa'amim, L'Shoyne Pirkei, Meya Ve'echad. You know, Tzidua, the Chassidus Shesvarim, all say over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov said that, in a Doime, Shoyne Pirkei, Meya Pa'amim, L'Shoyne Pirkei, Meya Ve'echad. A person can learn something 100 times, but if he doesn't realize that when he's learning the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he doesn't realize that a Raisa, V'Kutcha Berichu Chad, it's a felt in the Torah. In a daima, Misha Shaina Pirkei Meya Pa'amim, L'Shaina Pirkei Meya Abav Echad, with the Havana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and that the Torah is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person is makir that takes the Torah to a whole nother level, which of course takes us to the Nefesh HaChaim and Shaar Dalet, Abav Einkam Mekoy Mei Laharach. But the point is that the Gemara says that someone that learns 100 times, relative to the person that learns 101 times, is considered Eloy Havadoi. The mysterious nefesh, the sign that a person showing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he learns not just 100, but 101, is so significant that literally, relative to the person only learned 100 times, it's not like, I did it one more time. I'm an Oved Elokim, and the person that learned 100 times, he's really not an Oved Elokim. Last week's parasha was Parashas Tetzaveh. Parashas Tetzaveh has, if you look at the end of the parasha, it has Kuf Aleph Psukim. There's 101 Psukim in Parashas Tetzaveh. The Velt says over in the name of the Vilna Gaon that the Gaon said, why is it that Parashas Tetzaveh has 101 Psukim? So he says, we know that there's one parasha in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. And it's related to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni Not Misifrecha. It's Parashas Tetzaveh. There's no mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in Parashas Tetzaveh. So the Vilna Gaon said that even though the name of Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh, but the pnimius of Moshe Rabbeinu is in Parshas Tetzaveh. So on a pnimius level, really, it is very, very much in Parshas Tetzaveh. So said the Vilna Gaon, it's Merumis. And now it's Merumis because Moshe, the name Moshe, is Begematria 345. But that's Mem Shin He. If you look at the Oisiois Hanistorois of the name Moshe, the hidden letters, it has a different gematria. So what's the nister of Moshe? Mem is mem, mem. How do you spell mem? It's mem, mem. So mem is the ois nister of mem. Shin is shin yod nun. So what are the oisiyas and nistaris? It's yod nun. And hey is spelled hey aleph. So what's the nister of Moshe? It's mem, it's yod nun, and it's aleph. Mem is 40, yod and nun is 60, that's 100. Aleph is 101. So the nistar of the gematria of Moshe is 101, which is identical to the gematria of Kuf Aleph. So said the Vilna Gaon, the reason there's 101 psukim in Parashas Tetzaveh, because Parashas Tetzaveh is the parasha where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. But when we say that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, what does it mean? It means he's not mentioned b'derech niglo, or b'nistar. Moshe Rabbeinu was very much in Parashas Tetzaveh. So therefore, remez ledavar, the gematria of the nistar Moshe Rabbeinu was Kuf Aleph, and that's why the Mount of Psukim that you have in Parashas Tetzaveh is Kuf Aleph Psukim. So I saw in the Sefer Raptuni Betapuchim from Shlomo Arieli Shlita. So he adds to this a very nice Hosafa. He says that the Gemara says that if a person Shoyne Pirkei Meya Ve'echad Pamim, who is he referred to? He's the Oved Elokim. The Spitz way of showing that you are 100% given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're an Eved Hashem, is by learning 101 times. The end of Parashas V'zayis HaBracha, after the Petir of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is Maspid Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Hespid that the Torah gave on Moshe Rabbeinu was a two-word Hespid. Vayomos Moshe, Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah was made, was an Eved Hashem. Vos meit an Eved Hashem, hishoyne pirkoi, meya pomim, ve'echod, kuf aleph pomim. See, he says, the Goyim said that kuf aleph is a remez la Moshe Rabbeinu. It's so beautiful. Said Reb Shlomo Arieli, 101 is Eved, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Eved Hashem, and therefore, very matim, that 101 would be the mispar used to be meramez Moshe Rabbeinu.